Frank, what the hell are you talking about? How could somebody have changed the access code?
I'm telling you, it's been changed.
Well, only you and Helen had access to the station. Helen's dead, and you can't get in. So who changed it?
I don't know.
Well, Helen can't have done it, so it must have been you.
Look, I told you, everything's been going haywire since she died. But there is one other possibility.
Oh, what's that?
I'll have to do some digging.
For what?
I'll fill you in when I find out.
Argo! Argo, you there?
Oh, keep it down. Boy, you wake the dead. Oh,
sorry, Uncle, but you'll never guess what happened.
Sounds like good news.
You're looking at the new cultural events coordinator.
For what?
For
Frank's Māori World.
It's not what you think, Uncle.
I never thought you'd work for Frank.
This is my opportunity to get out of here. I told you I needed to save some money.
And it doesn't matter where that money comes from.
Come on, Uncle. If I don't do it, somebody else will. We can work together. This is our chance to really tell our story.
Well, don't you try that with me, boy. Māori World's not the place to tell our story.
I thought you wanted to work with me, Uncle. I thought we were blood.
I am your blood. You know why I can't work there.
No, I don't, Uncle. Tell me.
Our stories are the only thing we have left. They're a gift. Gifts are given. They're not sold.
Oh, come on, Uncle. Update yourself. Everybody's making money from these things. It's called survival.
It's called sacrilege.
Well, if you don't help me, I'm going to tell the stories my way.
So you're laying down a challenge, are you?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Hey, Karen, you got any scotch back there?
We always keep a good supply of that.
Well, make mine a double. Straight up.
Only if you promise to keep your hands to yourself.
Karen. Hey, you call that a double? I want two singles in the same glass.
Well, that's what you've got.
Not where I come from. Keep pouring.
Sounds like you've had a bad day.
Oh, well, let's see. Now, today started with me showing my underwear to a cop. Then I got a weird fax from Kessler's that makes very little sense. Helen apparently died of natural causes, which doesn't seem to bother you. Frank gives me a job, which I take as a way of getting into the station, which I think will please Matt, but which only pisses him off. I try to be nice to you and get an elbow in the gut for my effort, and then we find out the radio in the pub is haunted. Oh yeah, and finally, I get into the station and the security system won't let us in. And who the hell is Poochie and Hoochie Goochie?
Where did that come from?
Oh, I heard it on the radio. It really set Frank off.
I'd sort of forgotten this, but Poochie was Helen's nickname.
Come again?
She had this brooch in the shape of a poodle. I thought it was cute and I started calling it Poochie.
So that just leaves Hoochie Goochie.
I don't know. Do you want another?
Yeah, better make it a triple.
You've got me depressed as well.
Over Jared?
Well, yeah, but also about Helen.
Hey, I don't think I've told you that I heard her lecture.
No.
Yeah, she was a fascinating speaker. Not so much for the way she spoke, but what she spoke about.
Like what?
Theoretical cognitive science. Its goal, to determine those knowledge structures and processes that characterize organisms as biological information processing systems.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She mentioned that to me as well. Show off.
Sorry. I just have this memory thing. Me and elephants, we never forget anything we hear.
Anything. Thanks for warning me. So, what did all that crap mean?
It's kind of hard to explain.
You don't know.
No, I do. It's about our thinking processes and how they function.
So what was Helen doing in Claiborne?
Now, there's a question. She was a behaviorist. So, what would she and her little white mice be doing up there at that communication station?
I think we'd better find out.
We? I'll drink to that.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting feed, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.